This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, the 6th of May, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a sunny day across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. In Haifa, a gentle breeze accompanies the warm temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports earlier today that President Trump has threatened to resume bombing Iran if a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz fails. Also, the Times of Israel notes that three soldiers were injured in Hezbollah drone attacks in southern Lebanon, with the IDF striking multiple terror sites in response. Also, this hour. According to the Jerusalem Post, Syria has reportedly stopped a Hezbollah-affiliated plot to assassinate government officials, though Hezbollah denies these accusations. Separately, the Forward reports that London's Metropolitan Police has launched a new 10-0 officer unit to protect Jewish communities amid rising tensions. And finally, Axios reveals that Trump announced a politically sensitive 10-day ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, which could impact peace talks with Iran. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a commentator, posted just minutes ago that if Lebanon signs a peace treaty with Israel, Lebanese visitors to Israel could become the largest Arab group by numbers. Al Arabiya, English, shared footage releasing just now of Israeli military chief Eyal Zamir visiting troops in southern Lebanon. From I24N, EUBS English, Trump stated that Iranian-enriched uranium may be sent to the U.S. as part of a deal with potential finalization before a trip to China. Let's go deeper. Starting with President Trump's warning to Iran. Ynet reports that he has indicated strikes would resume with higher intensity if Tehran rejects the emerging deal to end the war and reopen the Strait of Hormuz. This development raises tensions in the region and could impact global oil markets. Turning to the situation in southern Lebanon, the Times of Israel details that Hezbollah drones injured three soldiers, prompting the IDF to target 25 Hezbollah sites. That strike comes hours after warnings for 12 villages to evacuate. This escalation highlights the fragile security situation on Israel's northern border. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post reports on the thwarted plot in Syria. The Syrian government accuses Hezbollah of planning assassinations, which Hezbollah denies, asserting no presence in Syria. This incident underscores the complex web of alliances and enmities in the region. On the diplomatic front, London's move to protect Jewish communities, as reported by The Forward, reflects growing concerns over safety amid a wave of anti-Semitic incidents. This initiative aims to reassure and safeguard the local Jewish population. The ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon, as announced by Axios, is a delicate issue for Prime Minister Netanyahu. It could assist in advancing U.S.-led peace negotiations with Iran, though it risks domestic political backlash in Israel. Turning to business and markets. First, Ynet Business reports that India's KPIT is set to acquire Yuval Diskin's cybersecurity firm Kaimotiv for up to $120 million, expanding their capabilities in vehicle software security. Separately, according to Globes, talks for a Wizz Air hub in Israel have broken down amid ongoing travel advisories, impacting potential air traffic growth at Ben-Gurion Airport. And finally, CTEC reveals that Copilot Kit has raised $27 million to build infrastructure for AI agents, with backing from major tech players like Google and Microsoft. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 8 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.